Sure, the Steelers defense is going to have a lot of new veterans on it that's going to have to fit into a puzzle, but it's something that they're used to. We'll explain that and more here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, joined by Jenna Harner today. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things of the Pittsburgh Steelers. As always, you can find this show on your favorite podcasting app and on YouTube. Like this video if you enjoyed it on YouTube. Subscribe to this YouTube channel to get all your daily Monday through Friday episodes on your Pittsburgh Steelers, as well as our bonus episodes. We thank you for making us your first listen every day because we bring you your team every day here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. And as I said, we're joined by Jenna Harner of Channel 11 WPXI here in Pittsburgh. Jenna, how you doing?
Chris, I am doing phenomenally. It is a Friday. We've been outside in the sunshine at OTAs all week. There hasn't, I'm going to say knock on wood right now because gosh knows I'll say this and then next week it'll just pour rain.
Yep.
But we've been in the sun getting to watch football in shorts. Hey, the off season's rolling right along. What could be better?
Absolutely. But part of the offseason, too, has been the talk about how people are fitting into the Steelers defense. And that's what I think we're going to try to focus on for today's episode, because I want to talk about this. And this has been a question that we've been asking the Steelers in the locker room now that they're at OTAs. We've got to talk to TJ Watt for the first time of the offseason on Thursday. We got to talk to Patrick Peterson for a bit earlier this week as well. So we've had chances to kind of delve in a little bit more with these guys and kind of get some questions here. But one of the big questions that I think that people reasonably have about the Steelers defense is, well, you're going to have a lot of new pieces. Terrell Edmonds, who's been your starting strong safety for, 5 years now? He's gone. Cameron Sutton, who was a starting cornerback on the outside, he's gone. Miles Jack Demos, your entire linebacker room is gone. There's legitimate questions as far as how they're going to fill those spots in. Now, we know on paper how they're going to fill those spots in. Patrick Peterson at cornerback. DeMonte KZ is going to play a little bit more safety. You also got Keanu Neal jumping in there. You got Cole Holcomb and Landon Roberts as your linebacker additions. But when asked about this, TJ Watt, who spoke Thursday, had a simple response to all of it that kind of downplayed the significance of this. Here was TJ Watt Thursday from the Steelers locker room.
Next few weeks. I mean, it's never going to happen overnight. It's going to definitely take some time, but we just want to continue to take each and every little step in the right direction. But we have a lot of time from here to there. It's just about getting everybody on the same page as quickly as possible so that we can start making plays. What's it been like?
And I know that TJ Watt is kind of minimalizing it there, but to his credit, Jenna, when you think back to last year, Ogunjobi was a new player. He fit in pretty well. Levi Wallace was a new player. He fit in pretty well. Heck, Miles Jack was a new player. Fit in pretty well. This is something that they've been used to doing as long as they have the core. And let's face it, the core is Minkah Fitzpatrick, TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, and you still have other really good pieces like Alex Highsmith, who has said that he feels like the Steelers are in a good position with him to get an extension. What is your take on how this defense is going to transition into this year, Jenna, with all the new pieces they have on it?
Well, I think you look at the new pieces and you see a lot of veteran guys. You see guys like Patrick Peterson, a guy like Landon Roberts, who doesn't even want to refer to himself entirely as a veteran because he still has 8 years of experience. But when I was talking with him in the locker room earlier this week, he said, you know, he's so excited to be able to pick a guy like Cam Hayward's brain and really kind of see all that he's about and what it is to be a Steeler. And, you know, what more can he learn from a guy like Cam Hayward? And it doesn't seem like, you know, you're not really plugging and pushing in a lot of rookies. Obviously, Joey Porter Jr., I feel like, is the one where you can look on the secondary in particular and say, okay, there's probably going to be a rookie at this spot. But you still have these veteran guys. These guys have been in systems. These guys that have been in the league for, you know, a handful plus of years, and they're really coming at a good point. It's been so interesting just to kind of hear the way that they've all kind of talked about their leadership roles as well, because Patrick Peterson, and we'll probably talk about this too, was kind of saying how, you know, he's like, hey, this is Cam and TJ and Minkah's team. I'm just here to kind of help out in whatever area I might need. But then you have Cam Hayward saying, no, we're going to look to a guy like Patrick Peterson for his experience. You have a guy like TJ Watt saying, hey, we have this really nice blend of rookies and older vets with experience that can kind of lend to what we do as a defense and make us better as a whole. And it's something that TJ Watt said he really feels is kind of a recipe for success here among this group.
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny you talk about Landon Roberts, because I have a clip from Landon Roberts saying pretty much a similar thing. We asked him about, you know, this is a guy, he wore a C on his chest at the with the Miami Dolphins. So yeah, he's been a captain, but he was like, I'm not trying to take over a captain role. I'm trying to fit in. And I think that is an important difference here compared to, you know, a lot of teams that just try to completely rebuild entirely from free agency and need guys to come in and reset a culture. These guys aren't resetting culture. They're finding how they fit into it and finding how to boost it once they have fit into it. Here's Landon Roberts when he was talking about that, when we asked him that question back, I believe this was on Wednesday.
Personally, it really haven't been talked about. But me, just as a veteran guy, like I said before, my job is to come in, learn the defense, get my teammates respect, and from everything will go from there. You know, I'm not too big on, you know, making something happen. That's, if you're a natural leader, it's gonna happen. And and from that captain standpoint, I feel like having that C, having that behind you is a great thing, but just because you don't have it don't mean you can't be a great leader to them guys, because at the end of the day, before you can lead, you got to be able to know how to follow. So I'm cool with the following role also.
Just because you don't have it doesn't mean you can't be a leader. That is the mentality that I think Landon Roberts brings. And when you, like, when we talked to Patrick Peterson, similar mentality there. Hey, it doesn't matter if I'm the captain, the superstar of this team. I can be a leader, give people respect. And like you said, you also have to be a great leader. You have to be able to follow. And I think the Steelers, they have their leaders set out right now. They need other guys who are also leaders who can follow them to help some of those younger guys understand, oh, yeah, this guy's proven. Like Joey Porter Jr. can look over to Patrick Peterson and say, if that guy who's like probably going to the Hall of Fame someday for all the Pro Bowls that he's made, if that guy's following other people, I can follow other people. I think that is the tone that of a lot of the veterans they brought in that they've embraced here in the Steelers locker room.
And I completely agree. It's been something that was really interesting too, along these lines, when I was talking with Levi Wallace on Thursday. He mentioned, he's like, there's absolutely no egos. And it wasn't like he was even asked about that. It just kind of, you know, he was talking about the dynamics on defense and all the new pieces. And he said, you know, one of the reasons we work so well together is because there are no egos. There's no guy coming in saying, hey, this is my locker room, or there's no guy even in there saying, hey, this is my locker room, everybody has to listen to what I have to say. There's this natural dynamic of a leadership role that we all know is in the Steelers locker room, and these guys are seeing how they fit into it. And in turn, I really think that's going to be kind of how they fit into things on the field, just because of a lot of the versatility we know this defense is going to be able to have. They're all going to be, you know, I say interchangeable. Obviously, I don't think you're going to see TJ Watt playing safety, but you know, the interchangeability, especially when it comes to the secondary. And it's something that these guys, as a defense, they know it's one unit. And look, this isn't, you know, unlike NFL locker rooms across the league, but there definitely are some where there are more egos in that way. And there are players who say, this is my locker room. I just feel like we're not seeing that, especially on the defense. And I think that's something that's going to be incredibly successful, or is going to help this group be successful, just because of, they're like, hey, we have new pieces, we have new parts. This is the reality of life in the NFL. It's the reality of life in sports. People are going to get cut. People are going to get traded. People are going to move to different teams. But with the group they have in here right now, how are they going to mesh? How are they going to work together? And yes, it's been 2 days of OTAs, but, or 3 days, excuse me, but you're really seeing them mesh in a way that I think is just going to be something that we're going to see in training camp and the start of the season. Say, hey, this defense is really cohesive, and it's because of the voices in that room, young and old, learning with each other.
Absolutely. I want to get to more on this because we talked to Patrick Peterson. I want to get him his quote here on the show. We also talked to Isaac Somalo for the first time, new veteran offensive lineman, another veteran that's been added to this locker room, and what he had been saying. We'll get all that and more here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. Stick with us here. I'm your host, Chris Carter, here with Jenna Harner. But first, before we go anywhere else, I want to tell you guys, because this show is sponsored by Built Bar, the America's best protein bar out there, because it's a delicious treat that gives you none of the fat, none of the calories that make it too heavy when you're eating something that's supposed to taste really good. Now, Built Bar does taste amazing. Why? Because all of Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate, and inside that chocolate can be so many different flavors, from churro to peanut butter brownie to coconut almond, and so many more different things. This is the ultimate treat that you need if you're trying to get in shape, if you're trying to lose weight. You need something that's not going to weigh you down too much but taste amazing. This is why Built Bar is the best protein bar out there for you. They bring, with all these flavors, they still only pack 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, but somehow fit 17 grams of protein. So you're getting all the protein, none of the waste. And you don't need to wait around for a box anymore. For years, you go to built.com, order it, and it comes to your door. And you can still do that if you want. But you can go right now to a Walmart or Sam's Club and pick up some Built Bars today. Go to your local Walmart. You can go to the pharmacy section, and there's 4 bar boxes with flavors like cookies and cream, double chocolate, and coconut puffs. Or you can go to Sam's Club and grab a 13 bar box of Built Bars with hit flavors like brownie batter and churro. Trust me, when you try Built Bars, you'll thank me later, because then you'll realize you're trying the best protein bar in America. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, Chris Carter here with Jenna Harner of Channel 11 WPXI. Jenna, wanted to talk more about this veteran aspect that we're diving into here, especially with Patrick Peterson. Now, he spoke a little bit because we were talking about him. I asked a question about his show with Bryant McFadden, who have their show together, All Things Covered, that they've done for a few years together. Bryant McFadden, of course, a Super Bowl champion cornerback who used to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Peterson wearing McFadden's old number with the Steelers. And he kind of talked about, yeah, I'm excited to be part of this environment. Bryant McFadden prepped me on it, told me, hyped me up about it. And Peterson, the thing is, wasn't just this year. He's been excited to join. There was a possibility of joining the Steelers and to work under Mike Tomlin. Here was Patrick Peterson talking just about that earlier this week.
Is what he told you about the Steelers turning out to be true?
No doubt about it. Everything that he told me about this organization, this facility, this locker room, Coach Tomlin, I mean, just loss of words. So I'm just happy to finally be a part of one of Coach Tomlin's team.
What's it been like working with Grady Brown? I know he's, you know, a younger coach, kind of an up-and-coming guy, but what has your early takeaways been like?
You want to know something real cool about me and Grady? So Grady was my college coach at LSU. So Grady coached me 2 years at LSU, and we had an unbelievable relationship. So Grady is actually one of the guys who helped me understand the importance on how to study, how to continue working on your craft. And he jokes about this all the time, because he has been in the college level forever, but he still brings those college tendencies here on point of emphasis on technique, point of emphasis on eyes. Because when guys get in the league, those are some of the things that fall by the wayside. You know, we just always rely on our athletic ability to get us through downs. But if we can rely on the basic fundamentals, that would help us become better. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what Coach is trying to do for us, to continue helping us understand football it still comes back to the basic simple fundamentals. And that's what he wants to continue to hone in on us, so to help us be in better position to make.
First of all, it is crazy that Patrick Peterson rolls out, oh yeah, Grady Brown and I, we go way back, yep, all the way back to 2009 when he was a defensive quality control coach for LSU, before he was bouncing around between Southern Mississippi, South and South Carolina, and Louisville, before he eventually ended up with the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2021. But going back to what Patrick Peterson said, he admitted, I've wanted to come here. Tomlin is the guy. And, you know, I've heard all the great things, and now I'm seeing all the great things. And again, I think that contributes to the fact that there are tons of players, from great guys that could be destined for the Hall of Fame to average veterans that are just looking for their next contract. But tons of guys respect Mike Tomlin, respect the Steelers organization, and want to play for it. And then when they come, they're very rarely disappointed.
No, absolutely. And that's something I feel like, too, it's one of those questions that usually gets asked for some of the new players, and they have the same reaction. It's some semblance of kind of exactly what Patrick Peterson said, where, you know, I've wanted to play for Mike Tomlin. I love what he does with his teams. I love the way players want to play for him. I love this organization, this family ties, this aspect that the Steelers, you know, make you feel like a family. And you see that among all of really the new guys. And gosh, I mean, I could listen to Patrick Peterson talk all day long. I really, you know, he gives so much insight. I, you know, as journalists in the locker room, we appreciate that so much because you can tell he stops and he really wants to think about what he wants to say. But he's a guy that Mike Tomlin, in turn, also is loving to have in the locker room because we always hear how Mike Tomlin wants, you know, some of those veteran players to kind of be that extension of the coaching staff and to kind of bring that message, you know, from Mike Tomlin to the vets, to some of the younger guys, to the rookies and things like that. But you can just see how just in his demeanor and the way that he carries himself and the way that the guys in the locker room are already speaking about Patrick Peterson, he fits in so well with this group. Mm-hmm. And he's wanted to be for a while. I know at the end of that interview too, someone asked him, I forget the exact phrasing of, you know, just how happy is it that you're here? And he goes, I mean, I wanted to be here last year. And then someone followed up on it and they're like, what happened? He's like, I'll just say, you know, I'm happy to be here now. But it's clear it wasn't just something that he was like, oh, you know, I want to come play for the Steelers, want to ride out my career type thing. He's like, no, I want to be part of this organization for a ton of reasons.
Absolutely. And I think contributing to the culture, contributing to what the Steelers have brought to the table and are professed to be as across the board. Like, you know, when you talk to people across the NFL, there's a ton of respect for how the Steelers operate, for how they work, even though they don't win all the time. They haven't won a playoff game in 6 years, but there's still a respect for, hey, these guys do things a certain way that makes you want to play for them, to be part of the next great Steelers team. So again, going back to the original point of the topic, when we're talking about these veterans and fitting into this team, there's an excitement to fit into this team. It's not like they're coming in thinking, all right, it's not like coming into the Jaguars a few years ago and thinking we got to reset everything because there's a new coach and new everything. There's an established, there's the standard, which Mike Tomlin always talks about, that everyone already knows, hey, this is what we have to meet. This is who we have to be. And I think that that is only going to be a positive to springboard this team that is mixed with a lot of young players, but also a lot of veterans who are coming in trying to figure out their role. And it won't be as hard because their roles are going to kind of be not set out for them, but there's people around them that can help them find their place.
And I think in that same vein too, kind of even going back a little bit with what we were saying with the no egos thing, is that all of these guys want to learn from each other. That's something. And I feel like that's kind of basic and that's like, okay, of course, you know, the younger guys are going to want to learn from the vets. And even there's things that, you know, those players that have been in the league for a handful of years want to take from both the older guys and some of the techniques and stuff that some of the new guys bring in, but they want to pick each other's brains. It was so interesting too, going back to Levi Wallace, when I was talking with him earlier this week, he was saying, you know, he sits next to Patrick Peterson in every single meeting that the two are in and just asks him all these questions. And, you know, he was saying, Wallace was saying that Peterson's a guy, you know, he kind of looked up to and really watches a lot of tape on and sees how he hones his craft and tries to follow in that same realm. And then when the two were talking, Wallace said, you know, Peterson told him, hey, I watch your film too, and I take some pointers for you. And you can see from Wallace, that was kind of like, this is a really cool moment. Like, this guy is so established. He's a guy that so many people look up to and idolize and want to craft their game after. And yet he's doing the same with some of the younger players, and not to say that Wallace is a younger player, but some of the players who haven't been in the league as long as Patrick Peterson has, and just the dynamic in which I think it's just, I guess from my perspective, I think it's just really intriguing to see that, like, you see this all the time that guys are, you know, never done learning, but they all want to be able to learn from each other. They all want to be able to take more than they can just, you know, hey, I want to pick this guy's brain, but I want to watch his film. I want to do that. And to see a guy like Patrick Peterson also saying, hey, I want to watch a guy like Levi Wallace's film and see, you know, where I can improve and things like that. I love that dynamic. And I know that that's, again, it's probably in teams across the league, and this is just from my experience covering the Steelers, but you see this and you're like, okay, this makes so much sense as to why these guys mesh so well together.
And I think that's going to be a big key, is the meshing, especially on defense, to get these guys to play to this level, because the Steelers, Minkah Fitzpatrick before last season said, we are going to be top five in everything. And then of course, TJ Watt goes down. There's a lot of issues there. And there's injuries across the board that kind of impacted them. But this year, they are a deeper team. We talked earlier in the week about them signing Marcus Golden. We've talked about the new additions they've made across the board, the draft picks they've made, the efforts they've made to fill in so many different spots, I think is going to be what helps them get there. And then also, again, you know, you're talking about those veterans, the guys that were supposed to be the key star factors that were going to propel them forward last year as a defense. they're still there. Now there's just newer guys that are going to be able to come in, fit in around them, and be the role players who can also play really well in those roles. And so I think, again, a lot of excitement around what this defense could be, as well as the offense. And we'll flip to the offense in just a second here, because Isaac Seumalo, the new offensive lineman they brought in from the Philadelphia Eagles in free agency, he spoke on Thursday. We'll get his quotes and some thoughts on what he was talking about in just a second here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. Chris Carter and Jenna Harner, we'll be right back. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm your host, Chris Carter, here with Jenna Harner of Channel 11 WPXI. Jenna, let's talk about Isaac Seumalo. He talked a little bit, and we kind of hadn't got a chance to talk with him. We'd seen him out there with his really big hair, and he's out there, and he's impossible to miss. But it was we were kind of waiting to see, what's this guy like? What does he think about this stuff? Because, you know, he was part of a team that was just short of the Super Bowl last year in the Philadelphia Eagles. He played next to a guy in Jason Kelce who's definitely going to the Hall of Fame for all the great things he's done at the center position. And he was asked about, you know, what Jason Kelce was for him and what Mason Cole has been for him as a center that's been lining up next to him. Here was Seumalo when we asked him that question in the Steelers locker room.
Yeah, I mean, look, Kelce's Kelce, and not only is he, you know, such a great player, but a great teammate, a great friend of mine. He says a lot of nice things about me, which is cool. I don't know how much of it is warranted, but I can always appreciate it. But Mason, I think, is a very good player, smart. You know, center, you need a guy that not just smart, but can vocalize that to everybody and see everybody's perspective on each play and how that operates. So it's been good. It's been a good transition.
So Seumalo talking there a little bit about that transition that he's making right now to the Steelers. And we also have more on him that we're going to play in a minute here on the Steelers offensive line and the chemistry that's already there. But it's clear to him, I think, that he realizes that, like, hey, yeah, I'm coming from a great situation in Philadelphia, but I've got guys around me who are also pretty good in their own right. And he's trying to find the place that he fits in on this offensive line that went from struggling a lot early in the season last year to being kind of solid at the end of the season last year.
Yeah, and there's a ton of optimism coming in. Obviously, we talked so much through and before OTAs when the Steelers were making all the moves and they were adding in the trenches and they're bringing guys like Seumalo in. But you can just kind of see too, and again, just in us talking with him, that steadying presence he has, I think that's going to be such a crucial aspect, not only for the run game, but for Kenny Pickett himself. And he also, I don't know if we're going to talk about the thing he had to say about Kenny Pickett, but, you know, you can just see what he brings and the steadiness and the presence that he is going to bring to this offensive line. And it's clear, obviously, the experience and what he did in Philadelphia. It was so interesting. And I know we talked about this a little bit, but I thought it was one of the most fascinating things when we found out that he was coming to the Steelers. There was a lot of talk, like, he's one of the most unsung heroes of that offensive line. So many experts were saying that, you know, obviously you look to guys like Jason Kelce and you look at some of the stars that were surrounding Seumalo, but he was also a really talented player in himself. And I think he is coming here, obviously, and seeing, yeah, where do I fit? How is this dynamic work? And how, as an offensive line, are we going to take a step forward? Because so many people, there's so many expectations on this offensive line to continue what they did at the end of last season and to take that leap where, hey, the run game is really established. This team can rely on the run. And also, of course, most importantly, protecting Kenny Pickett, giving him time to throw, time to make those big explosive plays that we didn't see a ton of last season. But I think his steadying presence is something that's really intriguing. And to just kind of see the way that he, you know, not only is, you know, I just love how he kind of was like, all right, you know, he says so many nice, you know, oh my gosh, Jason Kelce says so many nice things about me. I don't know if it's entirely warranted, but then you can just see him turn and say those same type of things about his new center. And I think that's volumes to who he is and the type of guys that continue to be brought into this locker room and into this organization.
Here's more from Seumalo talking about the offensive line chemistry that's already been there and trying to find his place within that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest difference for me is, like, coming from a team where I wasn't necessarily, like, the oldest guy, and now I'm, like, one of the oldest, if not the oldest guy on offense. has definitely been a cool, you know, a cool deal for me. But now the O-line room is, you know, I think there's a bunch of good players, and not only that, we got a lot of depth. So when it comes to O-line and D-line, you always want like as many guys as possible, because, you know, God forbid, injuries will happen. That's just part of the sport. I know they were all healthy last year. You know, us and Philly were all healthy last year, but that's an outlier. And, you know, we're going to need, you know, 6, 7, 8 guys, you know, next man up kind of mentality.
So you hear that there. I think one, the transition part, you know, he was one of the younger guys on an older, you know, more established Eagles offensive line. Now he jumps at 29 years old. He jumps over to the Steelers, and he is the oldest guy that's going to be starting on the offensive line. I think the oldest guy in the offensive line room when you look at how they're comprised right now. But again, the experience that he brings. He started 17 games last year. He started 60 games in his first 7 years in the league so far. I think you start to add up the things that he brings to the table. You hear him talking about fitting in and the things that come with it and what's going to be expected. You know, ultimately, Jenna, we're talking about not just him playing next to Mason Cole, but eventually Broderick Jones on his left side at left tackle. You know, Dan Moore Jr. not going to cede that over and just give up his position. But Broderick Jones wasn't drafted in the first round just to sit on the bench for a long time. I think that he's going to eventually take that spot. And having a guy like Siomalo, who's been with the team and been the young guy, but is now the old guy, another veteran piece that I think chemistry-wise could be a really good fit for what the Steelers need, and talent-wise as well, because he's a very good blocker. But he fits multiple things that can kind of boost your roster and your organization.
And as someone who just recently turned 29, this like pains me when it's like, he's the oldest. I'm like, sir, you're not old. No. But it's intriguing to me just the way in which he is kind of in that middle ground, like you mentioned, where he comes as he wasn't that old guy, but now he has to take on that role, and having him be able to help a guy like Broderick Jones along. And I'm not saying help in that sense, but just to kind of, again, be in that role next to him where he's like, hey, I'm going to be here. I'm that steady presence. We see it all the time with the way that these guys work during drills, where some of the older guys will, the second the rep ends, will pull the younger guy off to the side, pull the rookie second year player and work on technique, work on those types of things. And that is going to be something that bolsters this offensive line. He has that experience. He comes in and he's now, hey, I'm stepping into this role as a quote unquote veteran. I'm the oldest guy here. And he's just going to pull everybody along with him. And I think that's something that, again, Mike Tomlin loves to see this. Mike Tomlin is sitting there, you know, we see him kind of go through drills and he just loves all of this. But Siomalo is a type of guy that Tomlin, and clearly, I mean, the rest of the organization, when they brought him in, wanted to add to this offensive line to, again, take that next step forward that they're expected to take this season.
I think that's part of the excitement. You know, we talked about this just now at the offensive line, but that's what we've been talking about the entire show. There's a lot of veteran pieces that they've added. And again, there's a lot of stuff about this NFL draft class that they just brought in. You know, we talked about the rookies a lot on this show, but the veterans, I wanted to talk today more about these guys, because now that we're finally getting to talk to them, it's not just their tape, it's not just their visuals, it's not just the numbers that they've put out there in the NFL. It's also about the personalities that they're bringing to the locker room and how it's going to, I think, further establish and bring a foundation for the Steelers to keep growing as a locker room. Because again, there's these veterans and there are established leaders. There's tons of young guys who are going to be naturally impressionable, guys who you want to kind of cultivate into future leaders that you don't need to, that you can pay to stick around. They don't have to go somewhere else, and you don't have to find as many new players in the draft or in free agency. But guys like Kenny Pickett, Najee Harris, Pat Freiermuth, Calvin Austin, George Pickens, Broderick Jones, Joey Porter Jr., all these guys are going to be crucial to forming the nucleus that takes over when this class starts to get older. And I think that's going to be the key. There is having more guys to not only help you on the field, but help you off the field. It only further builds, I think, what they want to be, so that they could get back to being a team that wins more playoff games and is a legitimate Super Bowl contender sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and that's something too, again, kind of in the same realm, Cam Hayward really, really mentioned, and I just love this. He said, you know, Coach Tomlin always says to some of the younger guys, to all of the younger guys, find yourself a veteran on this team. Attach yourself to that player. Study everything that they do, how they carry themselves, how they work through drills, what they do off the field, how they take care of their body. And again, being that extension of the coaching staff for some of those veteran players, some of those young guys are going to gravitate towards these new vets that are added to this room. And in turn, it's going to be one of those things that this is what they hope, obviously, but strengthens the entire team. And they continue to progress where you have a guy like Joey Porter Jr. working alongside, looking up to, picking at Patrick Peterson's brain, things along those lines. You have these younger players with these vets to say, hey, we're going to move right along here. This is going to be a seamless transition. And we're going to keep going towards that ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl.
Absolutely. She's Jenna Harner from Channel 11 WPXI. Thanks so much for joining us, Jenna, here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. Let people know where they can find you, follow you, and get more of your work.
Well, thank you for having me so much as always, Chris. Happy Friday. You can find me on Twitter at JennaHarner11, Instagram Jenna_Harner, and locally WPXI. Just got a bunch of really awesome OTA coverage as we kind of continue here for the next couple weeks and into minicamp, and we're having a lot of fun with it. So no shortage of content, no shortage of fun.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Jen. And thank you all for checking out the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. Read my work at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and check out this show, the Locked On Steelers podcast, Monday through Friday, as well as our bonus episodes on any app that you listen to podcasts on, and especially on YouTube. Like this video if you enjoyed it. Subscribe to this channel for more. I'll be back Monday on Memorial Day with an extra episode of Locked On Steelers podcast, getting you ready for the next week of OTAs right here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. We'll see you there right here.